Thank you, Debbie. Let's have the children come forward for a brief children's message. Come on down. And we'll have you, yep, right there. You guys know the plan. You got it. And I am going to grab these books right here, right next to you, Ellie. Sorry, thank you. Today we're talking about listening and hearing to God, hearing God's word, okay? That's the topic today. And these books that I have in my hand, I'll bet you're reminded of the books that you read in class. Are these similar to the ones that you read each day? No, you don't have anything this thick. This is an exegetical book on the book of Leviticus. Does that sound fun? Yeah. You have this one? Really? Wow, I'm impressed. Yeah. Okay, this is a dogmatics book. It's not about dogs, trust me. It's about another topic. So that's a thick one. And then here we go. This is a Greek-English lexicon. Does that sound fun? Yeah? You guys don't look happy today. I'd like you to imagine that you read all these books. That'd be a funny thing to imagine. And not only that you read it, but you remembered everything that you read. You would have a lot of knowledge, wouldn't you? Yeah, a lot of information. If you read, I mean, look at that. That could like prop up a, you know, that could prop up a TV or something. I don't know. You could sit on that. That's wild. If you read all that, that's a lot of information. But would you have wisdom? What is the difference between knowledge and wisdom? That's kind of an advanced question, but that's something we want to think about here. What do you think the difference is between knowledge and wisdom? Any thoughts? What is wisdom? Yeah, go ahead. A really great idea, okay? Yeah, sometimes we hear that word wise, right? We had the wise men last week. We read about them. Any other guesses on what wisdom means? Well, knowledge, let me help you out a little bit. Knowledge is when we have a lot of information. We learn, and that's why we go to school. That's good. Wisdom is when we use that information in our lives. We don't just keep it in our heads, but we actually use what we've learned. Does that make sense? So our prayer for you at our church is that you don't just have knowledge. We want you to have wisdom, all right? So you apply what you hear in Sunday school and what you hear at church. So when Jesus was living, we're going to sing a song for you guys today. In the middle of the service, Jesus, during his day, there were people that they had knowledge about what he said and what he taught, and they also applied it into their life. Jesus said, those people that do that, they're like a wise man. And then he goes on to say, they're like a wise man who built his house upon a rock, right? And the wind comes, and the storm comes, and the rain comes, and what happens to the house? It stands firm. We're going to sing it in just a second. Remember, those are people that hear and do. They follow through and actually do what the knowledge that they have. But then there were people in Jesus' day, and we don't want to be like this. There were people in Jesus' day that had the knowledge. They were really smart. They had learned everything they could from Jesus, but they didn't do it as they should have. It was just something they heard. Jesus goes on to call those kind of people, I'll say the word, I don't want you to say the word. My grandma always said, don't ever say this word. I'm going to say the word though, here it is. It's foolish. Jesus called them foolish. And he compares him to a man who builds his house upon a sand. upon sand. And the wind came, and the rain came, and the storm came, and the house on the sand goes what? Splat. All right, good. Well, be listening to the song. Remember that story. What that song is about is what we're talking about. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. So learn a lot of knowledge here at church and Sunday school, but let's take it to a point where we can be wise and apply it to our lives. Does that sound good? All right, you can head back to your seats. Get ready to sing that special song in just a little bit.